Statistics Canada reports that as of December 31st, 2018, total stocks of most major field crops in Canada were down from the same date in 2017. Total stocks for wheat, barley, soybeans, corn for grain, lentils and dry peas were lower than the previous year, while stocks for canola increased. In general, the decline in total stocks was the result of lower production of almost all major field crops in 2018, combined with higher exports. As we look at wheat, at the national level, total wheat stocks at the end of December were down 0.2% from the same period in 2017. While wheat production rose 6% at the national level, higher exports drove wheat stocks lower. Canola stocks rose to a record high 14.6 million tons in 2018. That's a 4.9% increase from the previous year. Despite lower total production in 2018, canola stocks rose compared with 1 year earlier, due in large part to lower exports and high carry-in farm stocks from the previous crop year. At the national level, corn for grain stocks fell almost 7.5% from December 31st of 2017 to December 31st of 2018. Total stocks of soybeans in Canada fell from 4.4 million tons on December 31, 2017, to 4 million tons in 2018. Overall stocks of barley decreased to 4.9 million tons in 2018, down 1.1 million from the previous year. The decline was primarily fueled by on-farm stocks, which fell just over 19% compared with 2017. Turning to oats, as of December 31, 2018, total stocks of oats were down almost 20% year over year to 2.3 million tons. And finally, when it comes to dry peas and lentils, nationally, stocks of dry field peas declined 11.4% from the same date in 2017. Similarly, total stocks of lentils were down in 2018, decreasing 0.8%. Lower production of lentils and dry peas, possibly the result of import tariffs introduced by India in the fall of 2017, resulted in lower stocks in 2018. Despite a slight increase in year-over-year exports in 2018, exports of dry peas were 28.4% lower than in December of 2016 before the introduction of import tariffs, while lentils were down 48.9%.